No, the notion was never to take Steve Biko dead or alive. Dead, he'd most assuredly be a martyr. Alive, just another pesky symbol of what someday will come to be. A life, prideful and bold, for all the world to see, for all the world to cherish, like Mandela's governance from exile. No, the notion never was to take Biko dead or alive, but to cripple and maim him, a cruel yet effective example for all to see, for all to pity, for no man to aspire to. His magnificence, his humble eclecticism, his nonviolent ways, all that he stood for, lost, crippled, and maimed, forever. Security forces couldn't have delighted more in such thoughts, so they played with him at first, careful to never let go their lethal rage, toying with him, taunting him, dealing him swift and deft body blows with rubber billies. They tried their very best to bind, gag, and break his willful spirit. Do with him what they might, his spirit would give sway, it would bend, and then snap back. But it would not break. The more bones they crushed, the stronger he became. The more they taunted him, the more his humanity came to the fore and restored him. And the more they tried to strip him butt naked of his dignity and self-respect, the more he gained on them. So feeling frustrated and thwarted, they killed him in a visionless rage. Conveniently forgetting all the while that their original objective never was to take Steve Biko dead or alive, only to cripple, maim him, for all the world to see.